May 18th, Tuesday. Have you ever thought about how industries, academics, and jobs will be in the age of the fourth industrial revolution? 4IR, the fourth industrial revolution. The first industrial revolution that took place in the early 18th century has now progressed to the fourth major industrial age. The fourth industrial revolution refers to the emergence of a new technological field that has an overall impact on all academics, economies, and industries through the fusion of the physical, digital, and biological worlds since 2010. Through the development of IoT, artificial intelligence, cloud computing, and big data, the fourth industrial revolution can be viewed as an age characterized by hyperconnectivity, superintelligence, faster velocity, greater volume, and a wider scope. In other words, a hyperconnected intelligence revolution. However, the work of artificial intelligence has brought about job reduction, coexistence of humans and robots, further protection of personal information and privacy, and issues of bioethics based on genetic manipulation. What must the evangelist fulfill in advance? Acts 1:3. He presented himself alive to them after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. In the age of the fourth industrial revolution, the number of people suffering from mental illnesses will increase, and the gap between the rich and poor will widen. Business people have already entered the era of industrial war. How should you prepare for the age of the fourth industrial revolution? Number 1. Correct prayer and word fulfillment. Scheduled prayer helps to focus your heart and thoughts on God. In doing so, you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit, and you'll create a mission. Afterward, you'll enter the level of 24-hour field concentration, 25 hours, and eternity. In addition, prayer must go together with the correct word. It's equally vital to hold on to the correct word and see its background, stream, and future. Number 2. Correct evangelism fulfillment. When correct prayer and the word become one with the church, the world will come to life. True evangelism is within God's absolute plan, absolute timetable, and absolute discipleship. These are testified in God's word. As recorded in the word, the Antioch church began, and the works of those who were appointed to eternal life took place. The blessings that evangelists receive are different from the principles of the world. If you firmly hold on to the covenant, you'll succeed without fighting and without competing, just like the members of the early church and the seven remnants of the Bible. God will surely fulfill all works. Dear God, thank you for saving me and allowing the mystery of prayer and the fulfillment of the word to take place today. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.